that Saturday morning showcase on The Fan.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 107.5, 1400 The Fan, 817 in the new Mail Medical Fan studio. Spend a lot of time talking about the Packers, seeing as we're in Green Bay, Wisconsin here. But the Badgers, they're going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin against LSU this upcoming season. They were just in Green Bay, in fact. Taking on a familiar face, Dave Aranda, new D coordinator at LSU. Right now, joined by Badgers outside linebacker Vince Beagle, back for one more year at Wisconsin. Vince, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, guys. Appreciate having me on.
You bet. So I understand some team meetings this morning. What kind of stuff are you doing this time of year? Give me, what's your day like today in regards to football?
Yeah, so we got a Saturday morning here. We got a little team meeting. Just had breakfast and with the guys. Get a little team meeting in, and then today, Saturday, is our scrimmage day for spring ball. So we've been going on week three of spring ball. It's been good. Learned. I thought the defense was doing a great job, getting comfortable with one another. Some new faces in the secondary, some new faces, obviously, replacing Joe Schobert in the front seven. But I thought our defense has been doing an excellent job of getting comfortable with one another and getting better.
So those new faces, of course, big one. Justin Wilcox takes over as D coordinator, replacing Dave Aranda. How have things changed? How have things stayed the same in some ways with the change at D coordinator?
Yeah, Coach Cox has come in, new D coordinator this year. And it's been awesome to kind of this spring to get comfortable with him and for him to get comfortable with us. I think Badger fans back home can rest assured that the defense is going to remain the same in that 3-4 scheme. But I think it's just different verbiage for us. So learning his defense and then also him learning our defense. And then this spring, it's just making it our defense, Wisconsin defense. The standard is still the same. We set the bar high. And it's just us going out and achieving that.
That's Vince Beagle, outside linebacker for the Wisconsin Badgers. Follow him on Twitter, at Vince Beagle. So you brought up Joe Schobert, the NBA draft. That'd be something. Heck of an athlete. The NFL draft is just a few weeks away here. Schobert projected to go maybe on day two. Obviously a standout career at Wisconsin. Really close friend of yours. You have a new sidekick. How do you replace a Joe Schobert in not only the defense, but in your life?
Absolutely. You know, Schobert is a good friend of mine, and he's also a phenomenal teammate of mine. And I was really blessed to have him on the other side of me of the ball. And, you know, he's surely going to be missed in our defense. But I think, you know, we got guys in the backfield that, you know, in our outside linebacking group who can fill those shoes. But, you know, I think any team, you know, speaking about Joe, I think any NFL team who's going to draft Joe, no matter where they are on the board, they're going to get a steal. So, I'm really excited about what Joe's future is. I think he's going to be a long-time NFL guy. I can't say enough about Joe's character and who he is as a person. You know, me and him are good friends off the field. And, you know, I just wish him the best of luck in his future. And, you know, I'll obviously be keeping close tabs, but, you know, this year's main focus is Wisconsin defense. And I think T.J. Watt will be filling Joe Schobert's shoes on the outside, and I think it's me and T.J.'s time now to develop that dynamic duo on the outside at the outside linebacker position and cause a little disruption in the backfield for quarterbacks.
So Vince, how did you treat the draft process, you know, this offseason? I understand you got some feedback and then obviously you're back for another year in Madison, but how did you kind of let that process play out?
Yeah, you know, it was actually a pretty good process. It was, for me, it was being able to sit down with my family and friends and kind of just evaluate, you know, my future and what it would be to stay and what it would be to leave early. You know, I committed to the University of Wisconsin to play football. I committed to Wisconsin to play for the fans back home, to play for the people of Wisconsin. Okay, mm-hmm. So when I got the draft grade back, that I was going to be around, you know, a third or fourth round draft pick, you know, that was kind of confirmation in my heart that I needed to stay another year. And, you know, it's no disrespect to myself being a third or fourth rounder. I just know that in my heart, the best at Wisconsin is yet to come. And I felt that in my heart. And coming back for another year to play for the fans and be a leader on this Wisconsin football team.
And I remember I tweeted last year. I don't remember what game it was. You had a lot of big games. So did Joe Schobert. But talking about Schobert going to the NFL and you next year figured to be doing the same thing. I remember tweeting, if Vince Beagle isn't a 3-4 outside linebacker in the NFL, then I don't know who is. Because typically you're trying to translate guys. Maybe you have a smaller guy who's trying to make a transition, a tweener. I feel like 6'4", 250, Vince Beagle, that is what you want from a 3-4 outside linebacker.
I hope so. That's where I feel the most comfortable. I'm a 3-4. I love playing outside linebacker position. It's a fun playmaker position. It allows the defense to, the outside linebacker position to do some fun things. Me being able to rush the quarterback, be involved in stunts, but also kind of being coverage as well. So, but at the end of the day, I can also, in the same breath, be able to move back to a, 4-3, inside linebacker. I could do that as well. And also I could play, if I throw in another 10 more pounds, play, a 5 technique and a 4-3 defense. So, no matter what the position is, I feel comfortable, and I think that's my diversity can also help me as well.
Vince Beagle, outside linebacker for the Wisconsin Badgers, on Twitter at Vince Beagle. Vince, any players in the NFL that you kind of watch try to emulate your game after?
Yeah, there's quite a few. I think the first one is Vaughn Miller. He's a perfect example of a 3-4 guy. He's only about 6'2", mm-hmm. but he is just an explosive player, extremely athletic. And he's kind of the poster child for an outside linebacker guy. So I've been able to watch him. He's phenomenal. I love also watching Clay Matthews, obviously. Mm-hmm. Being a Wisconsin kid, I always root for the Packers. So Clay was a guy who I looked up to. And also a lot of people don't really recognize the name is Tamba Hali. He's from the Kansas City Chiefs. And the reason why I say Tamba is he's a technician of the game. You turn on film on him, and he is his technique is perfect. He's a true student of the game. So for me to be able to watch him is also helps improve my game.
Another former Badger added to the coaching staff this year too. Pretty exciting, Jim Leonard. And growing up in Wisconsin, I'm right from the Madison area down there, and I remember watching Jim Leonard, one of my favorite all-time Badgers. Basketball team just added Joe Kravenhoff this week to the coaching staff. It's kind of cool, but for you, it's got to be kind of cool. I know you don't play in the secondary, but having Jim Leonard on the staff, that's got to be pretty cool.
It, without question. I think it's really rubbing off on our defensive backs. Our defensive backs have had the best spring that I can remember. Soldier and Shelton has been having a phenomenal spring. Our DBs have been playing with a ton of confidence, and I think that really stems from Coach Leonard, being able to be back there. And if you guys come around and practice, you'll see Coach Leonard still got the gloves on. He's got the cleats on. He's still running around with the guys. So, I think it's someone that the guys can relate to. And he's just a great energy to have on that field.
All right, a couple before we let you go here. So anything cool going on with the hairstyle this time of year? I know you've had some different things going on.
You know what? In the off season, I like to keep it kind of vanilla for the family, nothing too special, but when season rolls around, I like to get creative with the hair, different designs and so forth.
Okay, and then I'm told by my dad, he wants to know, since you golfed with my dad last summer, he wants to know how your golf game is. Is it improved at all?
You know what? This Wisconsin weather hasn't really allowed me to really get out the sticks too much, but
okay.
Hopefully once the weather warms up, we'll get back out there and do what we do and play golf. So hopefully get to see your pops out there again and have a little fun out there with the clubs.
Just take a trip out to Vitense there. They got that year-round range going. It's all good.
That's true. You know what? But the life of a student-athlete is kind of a time crunch. You don't necessarily have too much time between studying and film and football to get too much out there. But when it comes this summer, we'll get the clubs off for sure.
The life of a student athlete. I wouldn't know anything about that. But Vince, really appreciate you coming on here this morning, and enjoy those team meetings. We'll have to catch up soon. Next time you're in Green Bay or next time I'm home, we'll have to catch up again.
Absolutely, guys. Hey, thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it.